Well, let's check sports from the weekend. First and Saturday wrestling around the area at the Council Bluffs Invitational. Glenwood had the top team score locally. They had 348 points. Atlantic placed 12th with 281.5 points. Missouri Valley was 14th. Thomas Jefferson 16th. Lewis Central 18th. Underwood placed 25th among the area schools participating. There were a slew of schools in that tournament. First place finishes include Alex Thompson of Underwood at 126 pounds, Colton Klingenpeel of Thomas Jefferson at 152, and Matt Malcolm of Glenwood took the 160-pound title. Place winners for Atlantic include Zach Stork at 195 pounds. He placed second. Chase McLaren at 120 was sixth. Drake Roller at 182, also a sixth-place finish. Keegan Hosfeldt of Atlantic at 220, also a sixth-place finish. And Carter Cox placed eighth for Atlantic Cam at 113 pounds in that Council Bluffs meet Saturday. Also at the Riverside Invitational in Oakland Saturday, Millard West had 237 points. They got by Logan Magnolio at 218.5 points for the championship. AHSTW was third with 160. Shenandoah fourth at 152. Also in that meet on Saturday, take a look at some of the individuals. The Logan Magnolia squad had 3 second place and 5 third place finishes in that meet. Also 195-pounder Drake Johnson was the champion in that meet. AHSTW had one champ. That was Tim Barr at 170 pounds. The Vikings had Joel Becerra at 126 and Eric Jorgensen at 195, placing second in that Saturday meet. Riverside's Tatum Blummel had a second-place finish at 113 in Saturday's meet. Austin Malloy of Exira EHK was the runner-up at 145 pounds in that meet on Saturday. Guthrie Center's Logan Sherman was the champ in that weight class. Alex Dolan of Griswold placed third at 170 as well in that meet on Saturday. Also at the Lennox Invitational, Clarinda had 219 points to win the tournament. Bedford Lennox placing fourth in their own meet with 154.5 points. Trainer placing fifth in that Saturday wrestling meet. In high school basketball on Saturday night, first in girls hoops in the Hawkeye 10, it was St. Albert over Glenwood, 50-43. In the Western Iowa Conference, Griswold beat Southwest Valley 51-20. In the Rolling Valley, it was Peyton Sherdan over Charter Oak Ute 68-59. Arweva beat Coon Rapids Bayard 54-39. West Harrison topping Woodbine 67-62. Also in the Corner Conference, South Page over Heartland Christian, 36-11. In Saturday boys basketball in the Hawkeye 10, it was Red Oak over Clarinda Academy, 41-21. Glenwood beat St. Albert, 74-58. Also in the Western Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley over Griswold, 75-70. Rolling Valley Conference boys basketball Saturday saw Peyton Sherdan beat Charter Oak Ute, 55-40. Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard, 61-45. Woodbine beat West Harrison, 64-54. In men's college basketball yesterday, they got the win, but it wasn't a great performance for Iowa State. The fourth-ranked Cyclones beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 78-64 at Hilton Coliseum as the Cyclones improved to 9-0.
Glad to get the win. Knew this game was going to be, you know, tough. Thursday, obviously, an emotional rivalry game. Did a great job coming back in that game. Got away from it Friday. We had a great practice Saturday, one of our best practices of the year, and these guys probably agree. Just weren't very good today, but you never devalue winning, man. We won the day. We won the game. We'll learn from it. Got an experienced group. We know we got to get better. But it's middle of December, so we can still get a whole lot better. So excited about that and glad we finished the game and got out of here with a win.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Jameel McKay led the Cyclones with 18 points.
We didn't really play well today. We lacked energy for whatever reason. But, I mean, a win's a win. You can't really get mad at a win. And like I told the team, we're just going to take this win and forget about it.
Matt Thomas helped to lead the way. He had 17 points, 5 of 8 from three-point range in a starting role in that game yesterday. Also in the top 25, Josh Hart had 18 points, leading number 9 Villanova past local rival LaSalle, 76-47. 13th-ranked Arizona crushed Missouri, 88-52. Number 14 West Virginia bounced back from its first loss of the season in a 100-58 blowout over Louisiana Monroe. In the NFL on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs kept the San Diego Chargers out of the end zone twice in the final seconds yesterday to preserve a 10-3 victory in their seventh consecutive win. Alex Smith threw for 191 yards and a touchdown, along with his first interception after a franchise record 312 attempts. But it was a banged-up defense that held San Diego without a touchdown for the second time this season that allowed the Chiefs to escape. The Chargers took over at their own 11 with 5 minutes left and quickly moved into Kansas City territory, converting fourth downs 3 times. But after after San Diego was called for delay of game at the Chiefs' 1 with 5 seconds left. Phillip Rivers threw incomplete into the end zone. San Diego still had 2 seconds left, and an incomplete pass that would have ended the game was blown dead for a false start. So with the ball pushed back to the 11-yard line, Rivers scrambled to his right and threw to the end zone, where again his pass fell incomplete. The Chiefs spilled onto the field to celebrate another big win in their playoff chase. Elsewhere in the NFL Sunday, Carolina stays undefeated, clobbering Atlanta 38-0. Philadelphia got by Buffalo 23-20. St. Louis beat Detroit 21-14. Jacksonville over Indianapolis 51-16. New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 24-17. Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 33-20. It was Cleveland topping San Francisco 24-10. Seattle beat Baltimore 35-6. The New York Jets over Tennessee 30-8. Washington topping Chicago 24-21. Oakland beat Denver 15-12. Green Bay over Dallas 28-7. And it was New England over Houston 27-6. Well, the Associated Press All-America squad was announced over the weekend. Among the first team selections on offense, quarterback Deshaun Watson of Clemson, running backs Derek Jr. of Alabama, the Heisman Trophy winner, and Leonard Fournette of LSU. Also on the second team, on the first team defense, one of the members is Desmond King, the junior cornerback from Iowa, named a first team defensive selection. Also a third team offensive pick is Austin Blythe, a senior center from Iowa. Number 2 Alabama and number 18 Baylor had the most players on the first team. They each had 3 on the first team squad. Also, Christian McCaffrey, one of the runners-up in the Heisman Trophy chase, made the squad as the a position player on the offense after he set an NCAA record for all-purpose yards this season. And also in football news, East Carolina has hired Duke offensive coordinator Scotty Montgomery as their new head coach. It's the first head coaching position for the 37-year-old Montgomery, who served 2 stints at Duke with a 3-year run on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff in between. Duke's offense ranked 3rd in the ACC this year with 431 yards per game. And in golf news, Italy will host the Ryder Cup for the first time when Rome stages that event in 2022. The decision was announced by Ryder Cup Europe, with Italy beating bids from Germany, Spain, and Austria. Golf's biggest team event will take place at the Marco Simone Club outside Rome. The Jim Fazio-designed course hosted the 1994 Italian Open. It'll be the third time the event has been staged in continental Europe, after Valderrama in Spain in 1997 and Le Golf National in Paris in 2018. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.